All right, if you please welcome back our guest, Alyssa Roenick, senior writer at ESPN, and actress Sabrina Howells, who has been on everything from Everybody Hates Chris to Freddy's Nightmares, which I still think that's cool that you were on Freddy Krueger's Freddy's Nightmares. So welcome back, guys. How's everything going? There you
Great.
Are.
Great. Yeah. We're good here.
Nice to be back.
Trying to fidget between the screen and my questions. So you guys did the Rebel Rally, or the Rebel Rally. How are we pronouncing that again? Like Bell.
Rebel. The Rebel Rally.
Rally, which is a kind of an interesting rally race, which is just female competitors in this race, correct?
Yeah. Now, all-woman off-road rally, navigational off-road rally.
Now, you guys came in second place.
Yeah.
That's
we
mean,
did. Thanks for reminding us, Bill.
How close to first were you?
Oh, we were 16 points shy of first place, which legitimately could be a single checkpoint.
Oh, wow.
We are so close.
Adam, just a little bit.
I think the final tallies were 1,326 to 1,310. So to tell you, 16 points over almost 1,500 points. It was a
That's close.
Small
That's,
margin.
Yeah. And going into the last day, I think we had about, we were maybe 100 points away from.
We were 66 from first. Yeah, we were 60 points down to second.
Still, you get a trophy, though, right? It's for second place. You get a trophy.
Big one. Real big.
That's
a really
good.
Big trophy.
It may not be as big as the number one, but I mean, that's still, you get a nice trophy. So you got something to show for it. That's
honestly, the first place trophy was so big that we were like, oh man, it's a good thing we got just second place trophy, because that other one's too big. We can't put it anywhere. So that's why we really got second place, because we knew the first place trophy.
Then it all worked out. It all worked out perfectly. That's good. So let's talk about the race in general. I mean, the race was, it took place, I mean, how many hours does it take to do this long of a race? How long did it take you guys?
So I'm just going to correct one thing.
Yes.
Technically, the Rebel is a driving and navigation challenge over 8 days. It's not a race.
Oh, okay.
So there are timed elements to it. There are really cool time, speed, distance, driving challenges, mm-hmm. but in general, it's a navigation and driving challenge. It's a rally. It's an off-road rally. It's not a race.
Gotcha.
But to answer your question, mm-hmm. it's 8 days, 10 hours a day in the car, so 80 hours of driving
time.
Wow,
you guys did 80 hours. How much total driving did you log in? Do you have that?
80 hours.
It was 80 hours.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting out of the car to, you know, so out of 75 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, you're nonstop. I mean, we didn't stop one day to eat lunch. I mean, you eat in those 10 hours, you eat whatever you can smash in your face while you're driving or navigating. I mean, Sabrina needs four hands to do what she's doing from the passenger seat. So, yeah, I mean, it's you're logging 80 hours of seat time, truly.
That is a long time to be in a car. Even for a fun road trip, that's a long time to be in the car. And this is imagined very stressful and challenging at the same time to have to do all the navigation parts with no GPS. You don't get any of that. You're going on maps. And so what do you do for snack time? Do you guys have like a glove compartment full of like granola bars or some Cool Ranch Doritos?
Or whenever we do stop, we have a big cooler of just all of our snacks, and she'll just start grabbing them and shoving them in different parts of the car. So as we're going, I can just reach my hand down, grab a granola bar, grab some jerky. We got them all over the place. Food hidden everywhere.
Well, that's the one part of the road trip you got right then. You got to have all the snacks, jerky and granola. You got to have all that stuff. What was the most challenging part of this race? It's 8 days. 10 hours a day. So I mentioned there's different kinds of terrain. So is the terrain the challenge, or is it just doing the navigation and getting that information to the driver on time? What's the most challenging part?
You know, it's a combination of all of them. I know that's a cop-out of an answer, but mm-hmm. it is a combination of all of it, because you start plotting your points and trying to decipher this map to determine what the terrain you're about to encounter is and whether or not you have time to go for six checkpoints or just these three that are worth more points over here. And so there's the strategy is incredibly challenging. The map navigation is incredibly challenging. And then once you hit some of the terrain, that's incredibly challenging. So just all of it working together is like a little, a puzzle piece is what makes it exciting and makes it really, really difficult.
So that's when you mean earlier when you say that you, it was 16 points, meaning the other team basically hit a checkpoint that you didn't go to. So it's just a matter
again,
of...
Once again, Phil, thank you for
You're welcome.
Us.
You know, I'm here to remind you of your failures and... No, I'm just kidding. No, you know, it's still pretty incredible.
Yeah, I mean, it's any one of many, many 16-point mistakes we made. Yeah. You know, you're right. It could have been one checkpoint. It could have been one, you know, wide miss penalty. You know, there's like lots of one flat tire that led to us not getting to a checkpoint on time. So yeah, of course, on Saturday, we were thinking back to every one of those one mistakes we could have erased and been holding the gigantic trophy instead of the just enormous trophy.
Hey, the other one fits better, as we discussed earlier.
Exactly.
So you guys did all right. Yeah. the Telluride that you drove, the Kia Telluride, which you said was pretty much a standard Telluride other than tires, get some extra tires. Did you run into a flat tire problem? You mentioned flat tire. More than one?
So we did also have a skid plate. So it was Telluride had all-terrain tires, but on stock 20-inch wheels, which was a challenge. and we had a skid plate, but that was it. Yeah, that was it. We had two flat tires. One on the first day, one on the second day, and then we were out of spares. So it changed the way we drove those last 5 days for sure.
Was it obvious what flattened the tires? Or did you just, we got a flat tire, we don't know what caused it? Or was it like, there's a stick of wood stuck in there?
The first day, no. We had a driving challenge that's a very cool, it's sort of similar to Stage Rally, where the driver's, the driver's in it driving and the navigator is calling out directions that are, coming up, but you have to do it on a specified speed. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty rocky, but I couldn't tell you where it happened. We just noticed about 20 minutes later that it was clear we had a slow leak. The second day it was clear. I saw a rock way too late. We got a little hole in the sidewall.
That must have been some rock. What kind of rocks are we talking? Those little sharp things?
The black. Yeah. Yes, those black sharp ones that it's look until you're right on them a lot like horse poop.
Yeah. I will say though, the first flat that we got, though it was a huge challenge, it was also really kind of turned into a wonderful learning and awesome experience, because it turned out, unluckily, the sensor for our external odometer, which is critical to being able to navigate in this race, because it takes you to the hundredths of a kilometer and you have to be very specific with your distance. As soon as we changed our tire, all of a sudden our odometer wasn't working, because that was the tire that had the sensor on it, and our spares did not have sensors to attach to or to be recognized by the odometer. So we spent that first day navigating just using the car's odometer, which is very tricky in a rally like this. But when we got back to camp, we were able to MacGyver a brand new sensor using the magnets of a mechanic's beer koozie that he cut out and sacrificed to us. And we used those magnets and we double-sided tape. We took the wheel off. We measured where it needed to be based on the other sensor. We MacGyvered a new magnetic sensor onto our spare. And 2 hours later, we had a working odometer again. Alyssa was like, I am getting you an odometer. We are making this happen. I am not letting you do this rally without an odometer.
Wow, that's hilarious. That's funny. Beer can koozie. That's great. Well, that guy, thank you for your sacrifice, sir. We know how much that meant to you. So all in all, with the Telluride, how'd you think that the vehicle handled? This is your first time driving the Telluride, correct?
We had it for a couple of days, about 2 weeks before the rally. We took it out to Glamis to the sand dunes to practice.
Right.
And we didn't realize how important that was until we were back there on that last day.
Yeah.
I said many times, the car is not why we came in second. The car was an incredibly capable third teammate and overperformed. It was really fun. I think a lot of people had their own expectations or assumptions about a Kia Telluride. entering an event like this. And I think that car outperformed all of
Absolutely.
Them. You know, it was fun for other teams to look over and see us climbing something or descending yeah. something or in a really rocky area or big whoops. Or then of course, yeah. on the last day in the sand dunes and sort of go, whoa,
not for nothing, but the team that had to lug that giant first place trophy home that, you know, no one wants that big trophy. We actually towed them out of sand dunes twice.
Oh,
so
okay.
The Kia Telluride towed a Bronco Sport out of the sand dunes two times.
I just want to point out that both of you mentioned that you came in second place the last two times. It wasn't me. Just want to point that out. So, what was your favorite part of the whole race, though? I mean, well, I know the rally. I realize it's not a race, but what was your favorite part of the rally as far as the overall experience? When were you having the most fun?
Yeah, I personally, and this just came to my mind. I was like, oh yeah, that is what I loved about it the most, is our second day, we definitely had a lot of issues, and we thought after our second day with strategy and whatnot, we were like, oh, we might make it in the top three. We just made a bunch of mistakes. We just didn't understand the strategy yet. And so going forward from that point on, our goal was to just win the day mm-hmm. and just do the best that we can each leg of the race. And we ended up either winning every leg going forward or coming in second for every leg going forward, which is what clawed us back to get it within a fitting distance of first place. And I just loved having that perspective with Alyssa. She's the one who's like, you know what, let's just win the day. Let's just win the day every day. And that was our intention, and that was our energy. And we had a blast doing it, and just being able to be the kind of people that are like, you know what, we had a lame day the other day, and we're going to leave that in the rearview mirror, and we're going to go forward, and we're going to do each day the best that we can, and we're going to have fun doing it and enjoy each other. And it was really, really fantastic.
And how many races is this for you two as a team?
This was our first race. One.
This was your first one. Are you going to continue yeah. being a team?
I would love
to. Let me see if I can count them. One. heck yeah. Heck yeah. Anytime an opportunity would come up to do this again, absolutely, I would say yes.
I like everybody looked at their phones. Is that me?
Was that me?
So fantastic. Well, when do you suppose the next race would be that you, and would you drive the Telluride again?
When is Dakar? <Just kidding. laughs> That was a joke, Phil. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we've thought about, you know, if an opportunity arises to do this particular event next year. I think we would be silly to say no, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I would drive a Telluride anytime the opportunity came up. I mean, truly it's a pretty cool car. I've been raving about it since I've been back, and mm-hmm. I've had a lot of friends reach out and ask what it was like. I think it's a pretty popular car around the country right now. And so I've had friends, I'm from Florida originally, and there's a big Kia dealership in my hometown. And so I've had some friends from Cape Coral, Florida call and ask, like, how was that car? I'm thinking of buying one. So fewer sand dunes there, but a lot of sand.
Well, I was told right before the interview that had you won the race, you both would have gotten a brand new Telluride. And since you blew it, no, I'm kidding.
Wow.
I was never told that.
They don't have enough. Like, they can't keep them on the shelves. There's no way they were going to give us one. There's too much demand for these cars. They're not giving us one.
Well, guys, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me again. It was fun. I hope you guys race again. And if you do, let us know about it, because I'd like to follow along to see how you do again. So,
for sure.
Fantastic. I think I learned a little bit more about rally car. What do you call it? It's not a race. What do you call it?
Just an event? A rally.
Oh, yeah. More about rally car rallies.
Driving and navigation challenge.
Oh, I like that. All right. Appreciate it. Thanks, guys, for tuning in or joining me once again. And we hope to talk to you next time. Take care, guys.
Sure. Thanks, Phil.
Great. Thanks, Phil.
You bet.